At the centre of the large tent logs burned, sending smoke twisting steadily up and out of holes in the peaks. Bones of ritual hung from the high ceiling, along with other herbs and enchantments of the shaman. Each of the tribes was represented within the Sudrun. The skulls of the snow cat, timber wolf, bear, fox, and dragon hung respectively above each tribe's designated space, along with the beaks and feathers of both eagles and hawks. Creall walked behind his chair at the circle of the seven tribes. Each tribe had seven seats at the circle, and in the center sat the seven chiefs. Each tribe's people dictated to their seven members sitting in the outer circle, who in turn dictated to the chiefs. Men and women sat within the outer circle, though only men could be chiefs. Creall eyed his chief, Winterthorn. As usual, the grizzled man wore no expression. Creall addressed the crowd with a deep, snarling voice that demanded to be heard.
"I, too, feel the pain of hunger. I, too, tend to dying kin. I, too, see no end to this winter of death. I feel as you feel, and I would feel it no more. Long have we sat waiting for this circle to decide upon a course that might lead us from our miseries. But nain, more talk. We vote down measures that might bring us food and medicine. And why?"
The pain of his sorrow showed on his face and in his voice. He was a man come undone. He glared at the seven chiefs and pointed a shaking finger.
"I am done waiting. I leave tomorrow to search for a medicine that will save our people, and I will not be stopped."
He eyed the gathering slowly. Many eyes found the floor, unable to match the intensity of his gaze.
"And any who share my mind would do well to join me. Any from all tribes."
Amid the howls and cheers of the people, Chief Winterthorn stood so quickly that the many necklaces of bone danced loudly against his barrel chest. Without gesture or word, he quieted the gathering. All eyes fixed themselves on him as he stared back at Creall. There was no love upon his face. "This matter is settled, Creall Windwalker of Timberwolf Tribe. The Circle has spoken."
"And the people have spoken. If the Circle's will were truly that of the people, we would not sit idle while we starve to death and die slowly from the Friossa mean,"
Creall yelled, and many of the barbarians nodded and cheered in agreement. Winterthorn walked slowly and purposefully until he stood before Creall.